It is 18 to 7. You are with Zingisa Chira and Wandile Mazibugo. Now, Sasol has built three youth development centers in Emalahleni. And these fully equipped centers will be aimed at assisting the young people in and around that particular municipality. To tell us more about the initiative is Sasol's Vice President, Head of Corporate and Community Affairs, Mashudu Ndo. Welcome, Mashudu, to Rise FM.
Thank you. Thank you, Zingisa. It's good to be back, and good evening to all our listeners in Mpumalanga province.
Now, Mashudu, I think I'm going to get straight into it. These centers, where are they located in Emalahleni?
So the centers, as you said, they've been constructed in Emalahleni, but we constructed this in different district municipalities within the Mpumalanga province. But the specific one is in Emalahleni in three areas. I'll just quickly mention them. One is in Sizimisele Youth Center, it's in Pola. One is Ezweni Youth Development Center in Kwaguka. And then the last one is in Kuyenzeka Youth Centers at Clarinet.
Now, Mashudu, I mean, what is the main reason specifically behind the building of these particular centers? And I think a lot of listeners would be asking as well, why has Sasol, you know, specifically targeted communities in Emalahleni?
Okay, so this has been a partnership with provincial government, and specifically Social Development Department, commonly known as DSD. This was done to obviously uplift the youth through creating access of information for the youth in the specific or different communities and ensure that the availability of businesses or upskilling of opportunities through those accesses, it is made available. That is done through the centers where you got actually a fully equipped centers with computers, internet connections, printers, and obviously personnel who assist the communities who can go to actually when they're looking for information. By the way, I must say that Wandile, this is not only in Emalahleni.
Okay.
We've been doing this for the past 5 years, as I said. So far, for the last 5 years, we were able to construct 36 youth centers around Kharsibandi.
And I hear you talking about computers and obviously having printers and personnel within these particular centers. But what kind of services will be available for young people from Pola, Kwaguka, and Clarinet?
So the intent, we are really hoping that these youth centers can assist in capacitating our youth in various skills, such as CV writing, job interview preparations, and even knowing how to write your business plans, especially because now we really encourage youth to actually venture also in business opportunities. Also, if there are any other opportunities available, we really intending that these youth centers can be an entry point where different companies, stakeholders can be able to advertise those opportunities, and then the youth can be able to access them.
For those of you who just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM, talking to Sasol's Vice President, Head of Corporate and Safety Affairs, Mashudu Ndo, on the youth development centers the company has donated to Emalahleni.
Yeah, Mashudu, I'm also quite interested in actual fact to find out. I mean, I think this is a great initiative, firstly. But I mean, I just want to find out from you, how are you anticipating that these services would be able to assist young people, not only in Emalahleni, but obviously in the province as well, in the long term? And in your view, how do you see it actually addressing some of the socioeconomic challenges that the community of Emalahleni face as we speak?
Since lots of things are evolving, we've also looked at what could be the possible utilization and impact of these youth centers in future, and especially in the current moment where we find ourselves with COVID-19 pandemic and what is not. This is actually trying to create unlimited access to internet where people can apply for job opportunities. Even as I talk about COVID-19, attend virtual interviews, utilizing obviously different online system or platform. And obviously, most importantly, we want people to start are businesses, e-commerce business, I think, is the way to go these days.
Yeah.
We want people to start actually utilizing the centers to start businessing, to actually go there to create their business platforms where people can actually do the transaction, the trending, and so on in the same institution or in the same facilities. For example, on the 17th of March, just this year, SIDA was conducting a free webinar on poultry farming.
Mm.
And this is evident that infrastructure and communication technology access bring the opportunities. And as we start off, we stand behind this initiative that promotes economic growth and allow youth people or young people to participate in global economies and put opportunities at arm's reach. And I can say that the sky's the limit. If it's utilized properly, indeed, the sky's the limit.
And just to wrap up our conversation, Mashudu, when can we anticipate for these particular centers to be open to the residents of Phola, Wakuka, and Clarnet?
The centers are complete and ready to be used. Obviously, however, due to COVID-19 regulations, there's some few things which need to look at.
Mm.
We need to ensure that people go there, they're safe. So the safety plan needs to be developed, and that's in collaboration, obviously, with the youth centers themselves or the NGOs there and in the Department of Social Development, so that we can make sure that it gets utilized. At the same time, it does not actually become a spreading event or spreading facilities where you can obviously see the increase of COVID-19. These centers, they were supposed to be open or to be launched on the 18th of June, but obviously due to the COVID-19 regulation, we had to postpone. We are, however, I'm just waiting for social development to finalize their plans, and this should be open as soon as possible, and then it can start operating immediately when they're done with the safety plan and obviously the operations plan according to what COVID-19 requires.
Yeah. Now, Mashudu, I think this is a fantastic initiative that Sasol has embarked on as well, especially to assist communities and assist young people, especially in the month of June as well, and obviously in the future as well. So, you know, I'd like to commend Sasol for actually constructing some of these youth centers, and I hope that this is something that would also be able to roll out to the rest of the province as well. And I think it would ultimately then assist a lot of young people who are currently frustrated. We've got a high unemployment rate in the country. I think the real figures are sitting at 74%. So initiatives like this, I think for me, are extremely welcome, especially to be able to alleviate this. And I just wanted to commend you and your team with regards to this. And I wish you all the luck in the world. And good evening, ma'am. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I think I might just add that indeed we are rolling this province-wide. We even construct some in Nkomazi, as I've said. And then at the beginning of June, we're actually launching some in Gavenbeke Municipality. So this actually going across the whole of the province.
Okay, no, that's great stuff. And I think that's extremely positive as well. And I look forward to speaking when you open the new ones as well, Mashudu.
Definitely. I'm also looking forward. And I really hope that the communities, especially the youth, will utilize this for the good cause.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and blessed evening to everyone.
Thank you, ma'am.
And that was Sasol's Vice President, Head of Corporate and Community Affairs, that's Mashudu Ndoh, on the three youth development centers the petrochemicals giant has donated to the residents of Emalahleni, obviously in Phola, Kwaguqa, and Clarnet. And this is part of 30 plus youth development centers that are spread across the province.
Yeah.
And for those of you just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zinga Sachira and Wandile Mazibuko.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, and I think it's the same thing that I said to Mashudu as well. You know, we are a country that is facing unprecedented numbers of youth unemployment. And any steps in actually making sure that we curb that, I like the fact that, you know, she mentions the fact that they can even do business plans there. Because what ultimately will liberate us as well is that if we start as many businesses as possible, and if when we do start those businesses, if we're able to employ people as well, and I think we're able to then sort of make a dent. And I think most young people will tell you the one thing that they obviously become discouraged about is the fact that they don't have access. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for access. And I think these youth development centers obviously bring access to these young people who might have great ideas in order to solve some of society's problems, and at the same time, obviously maximizing on the profit for that as well. So for me, I'm actually quite happy with these kind of initiatives. I wish we could have as many as possible, because a lot of our young people actually do want to contribute. They do want to participate in the economy, and most of the time, they struggle with access.